Welcome back. This is Ken Bechtel with FindingYouInTheGoo.com, and we're here to go over our second tool for our foundation toolbox. The tool today is called the rose. Now, we all know what a rose is in a physical sense. It's a very beautiful flower, universally loved, and as a spiritual tool, as an energy tool, it's actually a universal symbol of neutrality. One of the reasons the rose has been used for centuries as a symbol is because it is a symbol that's very neutral for most people. Most folks don't have a adverse reaction to a rose. And so we use it as an energetic tool in a number of different ways. And it's going to be a wonderful addition to your toolbox as we build this out. So just a little background, what a rose is used for is a couple of different things. It can be used as a means of extracting unnecessary or unneeded energy from your space. It can also be used as a way to set boundaries, to set that perimeter of your space so that you can feel safe and protected and not overwhelmed by energies that you're experiencing or in the middle of. So let's go ahead and get started. And what I'd like you to do is go ahead and if you're in a safe space to close your eyes, just relax and let your eyes close. And take a nice deep breath and just say hello to your body. Say hello to you as a being. And let your mind settle down a little bit. Just relax, let go of whatever's running around inside your head. Just let that set aside for now. It can take a break. It's time for it to just set aside and time out while you develop this tool. So what I'd like you to do to start is just put the image of a rose out in front of you. So with your intuition, you just notice what that rose looks like. And you might be surprised. It may not actually look exactly like a traditional rose that you and I see at the flower shop. Matter of fact, oftentimes when I'll look, it looks like a different flower. I used to be concerned by this, but ultimately what the rose is an intention. It's not necessarily the physical form. So sometimes my rose looks like a daisy, or it might look like a tulip. I actually had a student several years ago who said, I don't like roses. It's the first time I'd ever heard that. And I was really surprised because this woman happened to be a florist. And I said, well, that's okay. What do you want to use? And she said, a Spanish galleon. And I said, really? Okay. Is that something that's neutral for you? And she said, yeah, it's great. So hers looked like a Spanish galleon, like a ship. As opposed to what you and I would think. But the term rose is what we're using. It's that general language that we're going to use. So now that you've seen that rose in front of you, I want you to just destroy it, blow it up, let it explode in front of you. This is how you release energy with this tool. So that energy, when it blows up, it just goes down the grounding cord that we created in our last session, goes down that drain, gets recycled, no harm done. It's a simple process. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is envision another rose right in front of you and just notice what you notice. Does it look like something you traditionally would call a rose, or does it look like something else? They're both totally valid and accurate. You may want to notice what color you've chosen. Is it red? Is it blue? Is it polka dot? Again, it's just for your awareness. And these will evolve and change as time goes on. Mine change virtually every time I notice a rose. So just be aware, there's no wrong answer. It's whatever's right for you in that moment. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is take that rose and envision a magnet, like you used to see in the cartoons, those big U magnets that have the orange magnet with the little ends on it, and put one of those right in the middle of the rose. Great. Excellent. Now, what you're going to do is put the intention that that magnet is magnetized to any energy that doesn't serve you right now, that's in your space. So all you have to do is put that intention on the magnet, and it'll attract any of those energies that aren't serving you anymore. You don't have to know what they are, where they're sitting in your space, anything. Just like when you put a magnet down on the table, it's going to attract whatever metal's there. You don't have to tell it to go pick up the paperclip. It just does, because that's what it's magnetized to. So you're magnetizing it to that energy that doesn't serve you, and just let it draw that energy right into the rose. Excellent. Fun, huh? So now go ahead and blow up that rose. Just explode it. I like to look at it as fireworks going off. Boom! There goes all that energy. And as those firework sparks dwindle, that's the energy leaving my space, going down that drain, that grounding cord, and freeing my space up for me. Good job. So let's do that again. Let's create another rose. And again, put a magnet in it. Good. And now you decide, what is that magnet going to be magnetized to? Maybe there's a specific issue that's been kind of bugging you. Maybe it's somebody or something or a responsibility or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Again, there's no wrong answer. Select something you want to draw out of your space. All that energy, let it leave your space. And just magnetize that magnet so that it draws that energy out. And you may want to notice where you feel the energy being extracted. Sometimes you're surprised. You had no idea it was sitting in a certain part of your space that it was. Good. Now, as you feel like that magnet has drawn in everything it needs to, again, just blow it up and release that energy. Excellent. Great. So now you know how to use a rose to draw energies that are no longer serving you, or any specific energy, out of your space and release it down that drain, that grounding cord we created with tool number one. Now, the other way a rose can be used is as boundary. When you're setting a boundary or a perimeter to your space, I like to call it a permission rose. Some people call it a protection rose. I call it a permission rose. And the reason being is it's not really setting a resistance point. To me, that's what protection means. I'm protecting myself. I'm resisting you. What I mean when I say a permission rose is setting the intention that everyone else has permission to be outside of my space, outside of my energy field or my aura, if you will. And I have permission to be within this space. So it's creating that safe space, that safe playground, that's your energy field, exclusively for you, and allowing everyone else to have the entire rest of the universe to play in. It's a pretty good trade-off, and I've never seen anybody argue with that one, when you give them the whole universe so that you can have your space. But it requires that you set that intention. So you're going to take a rose, and you're going to set it right out in front of you at the edge of your energetic field. Now, everybody has a different awareness of that. You're going to develop this further and further as you go, but just put it in front of you, maybe 2, 2.5, 3 feet in front of you. And let that be the edge of your space, your energy field. And now, go ahead and put another rose at each direction around you. So one to your right, one to your left, and one behind you. Great. And again, they may look a little different. One rose could be bigger than another, one rose could be red, another one's blue, it doesn't really matter. And then put one above you and below you. So you're setting all those points so you have that complete, basically egg shape or sphere shape around you of your energy. And you're setting the edge, the boundary. It's, again, just setting that permission, saying, hey everybody, you can have everywhere else, I get this space. I own it. This is mine. I'm senior. I'm in charge here. And I decide what comes in and what doesn't. And right now, this is the boundary. Nobody's in here but me. It's a very empowering practice to do this. Excellent. Now notice how you feel now that you've set a boundary for yourself. Just take a nice deep breath. Notice how your body feels. Are you calmer? Maybe you're more anxious. Again, everything is valid. Just notice what you notice. Good. Excellent. Excellent. So now you've got that set. Anytime, any place, you feel like you're being intruded upon, you're being overwhelmed, set a rose out, set those boundary points, and just say, thanks, but no thanks. This is my space. You can be everywhere else. And that's when you take back that power. That's when you own your seniority, your certainty that you are worthy of everything that's you. So that completes tool number two in our toolbox, the rose. Your action step, your homework for this next couple days is to practice with that. Play around, have a good time. Again, there's no way to really screw it up. You just put the roses out there, both with a magnet in them to draw out any energy that doesn't feel right, or you can use them as the boundary. Obviously, the boundary is important to have pretty much all the time. And if you notice you're getting overwhelmed, have a little laugh. Well, I forgot my roses, and put the roses up. We do it all. Everybody has the same issues. Everybody runs into that day where they forgot what they were doing, and all of a sudden they feel overwhelmed. And then they look and go, oh, I haven't set a boundary. I don't even have any permission to keep people out. So play with that for the next couple days. We'll be back in 2 days with our third and final tool for the toolbox for our foundation. And I'll talk to you then. Again, this is Ken Bechtel with FindingYouInTheGoo.com. Have a great day.